Kultur um 5.
Schön, dass auch geschaut, sie bei Kultur um 5, wenn aus dem letzten Beitrag haut, geht es um Musik. Aura, das heißt auf Spanisch Lo. Nicht Lo, mir ganz geschwind. Und zwar den Noven spielt die spanische Formation Melenas an der Escher Kulturfabrik. Sie stellen durch ihren neuen Album mit dem Titel Aura 4, den das Jahr rauskommt. Und Claudine Muno hat gelesen, die sich vier um Konzert mit den vier Musikerinnen von Pamplona zu nachhalten.
So I'm at the backstage with Melenas at the KUFA. Thank you very much for taking the time for doing this interview. I know you have a very busy touring schedule. You just came back from England, is that right?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good to be back in England again. We've been in London, in Glasgow and Leeds, and we are pretty happy about the shows and the people and everything.
And this is not your first time that you've been to Luxembourg. You've been to Luxembourg a few times in the past. What has changed since the last time you were here in the Grand Duchy?
Well, we love this place. We are in love with this place. It's our third time. The first one, we weren't able to play because it was raining, so the show was cancelled, and it was like, oh, no. So we came a second one, and everything went all right. And we were looking forward being here again because it's like the perfect place for playing, and the hospitality is amazing and people are amazing in general. What changed? I don't know. Maybe the weather is more... it's colder.
We have another record.
What have changed in us, of course. we have a new record now, and it's called Aura, and we have toured a lot with this record. And so it's been a very, very busy year. This is our third European trip or tour in this year. So I don't know. I guess that we have more experience now than the time we played here before. And our sound is also kind of different because there are more electronic sounds in general in this record. And we take them to the live show.
So you're presenting this album, Aura, mm-hmm. and you have at least partly swapped the electric guitars for synthesizers. Why did you operate this change? What happened?
Before Aura, we did this cover of Osa Polar, that is Iceberg of Grauson, and there we started using more synths, and we enjoyed a lot doing that. And somehow it was natural to keep trying this way because we loved it and we wanted to do it just that. And we started introducing them in the new songs, and we were very happy with the results. So we kept exploring that, and that's why.
The Osa Polar, the polar bear, the ice bear, it's a very good song for today because it's going to be the coldest place you've ever played. You picked one of the coldest days to come here. And do the synthesizer also change the way you compose the songs, or is it just a matter of sound and performance, or has the composition changed also?
When we began, we were learning how to compose, how to play our instruments, so there's been an evolution. Now we've been together for 8 years already. It was our third record. So we knew more about production and how to compose, how to do what you have on your mind, no? And to have a more clear way to develop the songs, no? And this has changed in this record. We took a lot of time also to try to find the sounds and the... every new sound in the record, and we spend a lot of time doing it, and this also is a change in this record with the producer Guillermo, that is a friend of ours in Pamplona. We were working together for a month or so and doing this research. And
So do you have a lot of synthesizers with you? Because you work with analog synthesizers. So how does it translate on stage? You have to schlep a lot of gear around now that you work with synthesizers.
Yes, we have a lot of gear. It's hard when you have to tour that much because I think we have five synths, yeah. Right? And then we have also this Roland SPD for the electronic sounds. But still, we have some more at home because, yes, we had to adapt the songs to don't carry so many things to the stage because you can't do it. So, yeah.
And I've personally discovered your music through a playlist of Spanish indie acts. Is that, do you feel like there's kind of a kinship between Spanish bands, that there's a similar sound? Or is that a wrong impression? Does every band have their own kind of musical universe?
Well, it depends. We think that our sound is kind of different from other bands in Spain. We don't think we have a similar sound. In fact, well, there are some things that are similar, of course, but I don't know, we think that we are a little bit different. And yeah, there are some, I don't know what to say. I think that each band has its own personality, no? We use the label indie is very used, but in fact it doesn't represent a unique or a only one kind of sound, no? I don't know. I think that under this indie umbrella you can find a lot of very different bands, in fact.
Well, thank you very much. So I'll let you get back to your coffees to warm up and let you get back to your sound check so people can find out what it sounds like with all the synths tonight.
Halvering geht et last den Uwen an der Ascher Kulturfabrik nift. Melenas steht och noch den Duo Bandit op der Fisch. Fir es bëssen anzustimmen, hummer eng vun de Singelen vun Melenas hirem Album Aurora opleien, an zwar Bang.
No. dejarlo. Será mejor no escucharlo. Será mejor dejarlo. Será mejor no escucharlo. Será mejor dejarlo. Será mejor no escucharlo. El tiempo es nuestro y no te doy ni un rato.
Dat war Melinas, die haut nowend zu Ech an der Kulturfabrik spielen ze summe mat Bandit Bandit. An mat wart dat doch schon Fse Kulturmagasin vun Haut Schenter sommer vorbei wart. Wiemer mat eiser Kulturekipp haum Radio, das Valeria Berdi, Kerstin Thaler, Michel Della, Chef Schinker an o Mikrohaut de Marc Clement. Wënschen ich nawer ganz schön nowend an mechleessen Of. Mat engem Track haiers letze buch. Battle Be Delicate mat Winter's Dark, pass gut beit Feder.